Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Thank you for joining me again this week for episode number 52 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord My Banner. Remember when we were young and we were taught how to pray the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What did we really mean by hallowed be thy name? To hallow a thing is to make it holy or to set it apart to be exalted as being worthy of absolute devotion. To hallow the name of God is to regard him with complete devotion and loving admiration. We should never take the Lord's name in vain or use it lightly. To tell you the truth, I really cringe when I hear someone use his name in profanity. Well, this month, we will focus on just four names of God that are used in the Bible. You may say, now, why are we going to take time to reflect upon his name? Well, his name tells us a great deal about him and his character. There are a host of names given in the Bible to study where we can learn who he is, how he provides for our needs, how to lean on him and trust him when life's challenges are more than we can bear, and we can also learn through his name how he protects and provides for every situation in our lives. Psalm 113, 1-4 states, "Praise the Lord, praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised." Well, this week we're going to focus on the name Jehovah Nisi, the Lord My Banner. And it's found in Exodus chapter 17, verses 8-16, which read, "Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim, and Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.' So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So he took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of the Amalek from under heaven.' And Moses built an altar and called its name Jehovah Nisi." This staff of God was a symbol of power. Holding it up was a sign of dependence and trust upon God. Now, as Moses prayerfully lifted his hands, the Israelites prevailed in the battle. But when his hands were lowered by weariness, the Amalekites prevailed. The lowering of his hands was a picture of lack of dependence upon God, whereby the enemy could win. So Aaron and Hur held his hands up for him until the battle was totally won. Now, as sisters in Christ, we should hold each other's hands up as well. We are but vessels that God uses, but the battle is the Lord's. Nothing that he or they did in the physical realm brought about the victory, but God's presence and power took them into the battle and assured the victory when the battle was done. Moses knew this and wanted to make certain that the Israelites knew it and remembered it. So to commemorate the victory, Moses built an altar, because in those times an altar was often used as a place of remembering or marking an important event. This is where Moses called the altar Jehovah Nisi, because he understood the revelation that God himself was the banner. He was the one that gave the victory. And it is Jehovah who wins our battles for us as well. So Jehovah, this name, is translated as the existing one, or Lord. The chief meaning of Jehovah is to be, or to exist. Nisi, derived from Nes, N-E-S, means banner in Hebrew. Nes is sometimes translated as a pole with an insignia attached to it. In battle, opposing nations would fly their own flag on a pole at each of their respective front lines. This was to give their soldiers a feeling of hope and a focal point. This is what God is to us. He's our banner of encouragement to give us hope and a focal point. Now, the Olympic Games start today, and you will see banners raised for each nation during the procession. The Amalekites remained a persistent, harassing enemy of Israel, and we as Christians are in a constant battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. What is your battle right now? What are you constantly fighting against? Is it a prodigal, bitterness, divorce, cancer, depression, chronic pain, injustice, loneliness, bankruptcy, drugs, conflict, pornography, hopelessness? There is so much more that I could list, but you know your own personal battle. My sister, lift up your hands in prayer and dependence upon God, and remember his name, Jehovah Nisi. He is your banner, your cover, your victory in the battle. It's all right if you feel you have no more strength to go on. It is Jehovah Nisi who will win your battle for you. So do as Moses did. Prayerfully be dependent upon God. And if you become weary, it's all right to allow friends to come and help hold you up. No, don't you give up. No, don't you quit. No, don't you fear. He is Jehovah, the existing one, your Lord, who is with you right now in your battle as you fight. He is Jehovah Nisi, your banner, your covering, your hope, yes, your focal point and strength. God's presence and power are with you in the battle right now and will give you the victory when the battle is over. So, my sister, always remember that the Lord, your banner, desires to give you the victory. Please join me next week as we continue to discuss the names of God. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.